Yeah, that's where we're taking you to. What's up, Lagos? Yes, we're taking you to Lagos every single morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We're taking you to Lagos. In case you're in Lagos and you don't know where Lagos is, we take you to Lagos. Because somebody kept asking that, when I never reach Lagos, we take you there every day.
We reach every morning.
You know, some people live in Lagos and they don't have the feel of Lagos. We bring you the feel of Lagos on this show. Yeah. This is Lagos's best conversation. Yes! Yeah. 10 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you officially to What's Up Lagos.
This one will be gay.
Yes, no. I can give bread.
Anyway, as usual, yes, we are the official noisemakers on the station. Nobody else. Nobody. Let them try it on their shoe.
Mm-hmm.
They can't. Mm-hmm. It's not possible. Hmm. Impossible.
How do you do the morning crossfire? This is the morning crossfire.
No. Your colors will just be like, Sheriff, are you all right?
Yeah. What's going on?
I just checking
this
on you.
This is hot fire.
They just say, Sandra, can you calm down? Can you be calming down, please, President Sandra?
Woo.
Or Joyce will say, everything all right.
But guess what?
Oh, what's up, Lagos? We can because yeah!
Yo, get up!
Yes, yes. Try it on your show if your name is What's Up, Lagos.
Yes, try it.
My name is Mariana. Welcoming you to the show. And Feta is my co-conspirator.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I do a good job of that.
Yes, yes. We're co-conspirators. Anyway, on the show today, it's Tuesday. Thank God for another Tuesday. This is it. Once it's Monday, then it's Tuesday. Before you know it, it's Wednesday.
Before you know
Ladies
it's Friday.
Ladies night. I'm just saying.
And then Friday's before you know favorite. It's,
yeah, well, Thursday
Friday,
is my
F
favorite.
F for Friday, F for Feta.
Because there's something to look forward to. On Thursday, you look forward to Friday. I just be like, all my problems will just
end.
And
then guess what? On Friday, you look forward to the weekend.
And you don't have to look forward to it. You embrace the weekend from Friday.
Love it.
You embrace it.
Love it.
Because it creeps in on Friday. From Friday night, you can do whatever you like. You can have whatever you like.
I don't know the song, but sounds so sweet.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Google it.
Okay, then. I will.
As usual, we start off the show with our sound off. And right after sound off, we go into the musings for today. And later on the other side of the clock, we're talking about scams. I did promise you yesterday that we're going to talk about it today. They've started new strategies. They've come up with new... In fact, have you been sent a message lately for something that you have no idea about?
I will read my own to you. People will hear it.
All sorts of things. People are getting more and more desperate. So we're going to talk about that and how we all need to take heed because these guys are crazy desperate. But good morning, Lagos. How are you day? Did you sleep well? Are you out on your business? Are you in your office? Or you still day bed? Come on. We're done. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
This is Sound Off. 14 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you to What's Up Lagos. I know everybody's talking about the deputy Senate president and, you know, his sentencing. That's his and that of his wife. I think she got a lesser sentence. And many people are still pushing Mr. President to appeal for leniency, et cetera, et cetera. And just as I said yesterday about the guys who are, I think it was last week Friday when I talked about Yahoo Boys and their girlfriends and their mothers and their associations and the people who are proud of them. As much as, you know, people would say I would do anything to save my loved one or to protect our loved ones, but don't forget that the person who you're trying to sacrifice is also someone else's loved one. Life is like a circle. What goes around always finds its way around. Now, I'm not in any way trying to knock anybody, but I'm trying to say that the next time you think up an idea and you think it's great, but then someone's going to be collateral damage in that your great idea, think again. Or abort. Or abort it. Because look at our former deputy Senate president behind bars. Even though he'd claimed till tomorrow that he didn't know that this was going to be a case of organ harvesting. But we all need to take heed. Because I always tell people that one day, you know, especially in this part of the world, we feel that when you're high and mighty, you have money, you're up there, it's very easy for you to get away with murder, to get away with anything. Because I heard somebody on the radio this morning saying, what money cannot do, more money can do. But you see, that only works here. Or maybe sometimes on the continent.
Funny enough, once you leave here, Marianne, even if it works for a while, it works for a while.
Something will find you out. So we always get away with all of these things. You sweep it under the carpet. You say, oh, because you're the father or the son of this person. So, you know, nothing. You're harmless. You consider yourself invincible until justice catches up with you. You may not get that justice here, but it will find you and it will deal with you. I remember somebody posted when the judgment came out that maybe all of these other cases, we should, you know, export them to other countries and get justice. Maybe that way, Nigerian politicians will sit up and do the right thing. And for every single step they want to take, they will think twice about it. Like I said, if you come up with a great idea, a solid idea that you think, oh, will help me save my child or will help me save my business. But then there is another person, that's someone's loved one who's going to be collateral damage while you're doing it. And I'm talking to everybody who gets involved in one form of shady business or the other. Your Waterloo is just around the corner and it will catch up with you. But if you think about those kind of things and you know that somebody's going to be collateral damage, abort. 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 Let the lesson that we learn from this case of the Senate president resonate with us today. And forever. And that sound off. Yes, we do, but we are live reaching you from Itumiyan Crescent, right here in Victoria Island, Lagos. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Marianne Okun. Welcome to the musing segment of the show, where we talk about very fun stuff and sometimes very mind-boggling things that, you know, sometimes it helps us to, you know, just pick your brains about stuff that you can actually relate to. This morning, I want to ask, if you mistakenly, you know when they pay you your salary and it drops in your salary account and you want to transfer the money to another account, maybe your savings account, and you mistakenly transfer your May salary to the wrong account. Let's say that the person is a good Samaritan and the person returns it. What percentage of that salary will you give the person?
How? Can't you be good?
To be good for no...
A little feta.
I'm just saying. Calm down. look.
What if the person ran away with the money?
I'll give you something, Sha.
Okay, Lagos. It's not feta's problem.
My problem
if it's like... your money, your salary, your heart, and you don't suffer, you were in the sun, in the rain, you stood on... Well, let me even start by saying Lagos. It's Lagos that showed me shaking, Sha.
Easy, basically.
Since last week, I've been suffering. I've even tweeted it. Please, if you see me anywhere, like,
just
hug me first.
Okay, so
then
hug.
Squeeze anything,
please,
any amount.
Don't hug me. I don't need to hug. Just squeeze.
Please hug me because I need somebody to. I need sucker. Yeah, you understand me. Somebody just hold me.
Oh yeah, sucker.
It's okay.
Sucker.
Just say, my dear.
I'm giving you soccer now.
You're not. Like, just look at me and say, my dear, life has been very, very hard on you. I can't even see it on your skin. Take this 5K.
Do you know what an average Nigerian would do to you? A normal Nigerian would say, my dear, life has been hard on me.
No, nah.
Then you'll not play music. You of you dance.
Together. Like, I'm not even joking. I had to tweet because I was so... I've been suffering. What my eyes have seen this Lagos. Eh?
Is it Shege Banza or Shege Shege?
Shege Jaguar. My dear. But anyway, I've suffered all this suffer now. They will not pay me salary. Then I mistakenly now transfer it to another account. Random. Then the person now has the fear of God in his heart and now decides that, oh yeah, oh, let me return the money because this money is not my own.
Man, I'm just thinking of
what percentage are you gonna give back?
You can just tell the person, I'll follow you back on Instagram. Follow me. I don't usually follow
you. Why are you
people
like this? Why? 0700, first is stingy. 0700, you don't even think about the fact that all your money, all your month's hard work will be gone in like.
Do you know what following that person back could do for that person? What if the person doesn't need the money?
Who will follow him back the app?
I can ask him, do you really need, do you need money?
Ah.
Or I could follow you on Instagram.
Anyway, we have just 2 minutes on the clock. I'm going to take one quick call and then when we come back from the break, let's talk about it. Think about it too. It's your hard-earned money. Salary, May salary that we're all waiting for earnestly, even though the month has never started. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Okay. What's up, Lagos?
Oh, my God.
Cheers to life. Calm down. We have a surprise for you.
Coco, wait first. It's your whole salary. All the suffering you don't suffer this month, you now transfer the money to somebody else's account by mistake. The person who could like you, send you back the money. What percentage would you give the person?
If I'm collecting 200,000, I'll give him 20,000 with my
Koboko!
Money? My salary.
You're a good man. But I don't give him tight.
I'm collecting salary. I'm paying salary now.
Not tight, you don't do now. Not tight, you don't give
him. Shout out to Sikioke and Igwe Victor.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, see, Koboko is a nice guy.
I think we need to surprise him.
He said, he said that he will give 20K if his salary is 200K. He has tried now.
This That's guy tight. Said he will follow the person on to go.
Both of you are the same. Both of you deserve your... For all of you that have been asking me if somebody has served us breakfast, if the Hague has helped him because he went there to do nonsense.
What's up, Lagos?
This is an accent.
Do it the way you...
I don't know how to say. What's up, Lagos? That's accent.
Do it with accent.
Okay.
What is up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos, Tokwana? Yes, sir.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, I want to say, to the glory of God, they tried to arrest me.
They tried to arrest me. What did you do?
That's not the issue.
What did you do?
They tried to arrest me. They brought handcuffs. They brought the key. And my Lord said, wake up, you are dreaming.
Who's your Lord? Which
God,
of the Lord?
God, okay.
My dear Lagos.
My Lord said, wake up.
My dear Lagos, he went to Hague to do child and lawyer.
Let me tell you something.
And Hague does not take nonsense.
Let
they have coffee, we have picture.
Biko, let's go on a break.
It's up, say Hague. I say, hey.
We'll be right back. Oh, do you know what they have here? What they have here?
Let me tell you something. See, these two girls, these two ladies,
women.
These two
who are the girls?
Women.
Here?
Are you boys?
Two women.
Are you boys?
Who be gay?
Two women.
You don't have respect
female,
for elders.
Female women.
See, let me finish what I want to say. See, I'm outnumbered here.
You're outnumbered where?
I'm outnumbered here. But let me say, my God will fight for me.
Even as I was saying, tired of you.
Every time I come here, two of them will be sighing.
How?
And it will leave, and I will complain that I will charge them for cybercrime. Because if you keep sighing, it is from there you get sigh by crime. So sigh now, let me see. You see, That is where.
No, this is the different Sai. The one that she did.
It's the same Sai.
Hey.
Yes, two of them is Sai Bakrime. And there's a law against it. So they're looking like they don't know what they're doing. They're looking morose.
What is this guy?
This is what Hague did doing. That's why they handcuff him in Hague.
Yes. So no, they brought the handcuff. But my God delivered
the
I was vindicated.
I don't know what's happening with him, but yeah, he's a free man now, thanks to us girls.
What did people do?
Me, I contributed my 1/8 for your bridegroom price.
1/8 your groom price. 1/8
So first, I said she wants to marry you, and she's gonna pay your groom price.
Now I'm going to play hard to get.
She's put a down payment of 1,000.
I'm going to play hard to get.
Yeah, I'm going to play hard to get.
Hard to get, yes.
Even if you tried, you don't fit.
So, I don't know the game very well. But I play hard to get. Don't worry.
How did you start playing hard?
I don't know. I first say, rubbish. What nonsense. Who do you want to marry?
My Jesus.
Get out of my sight. That's hard to get. Then you say,
no, I only eat ice cream and shawarma, please. If you don't eat
please
it, then
put my ice cream in the microwave. I don't like cold one.
Stretches back.
Can you please
behave? What's up, Lexi? See, all of you in Lagos, all of you.
Behave.
See, let me know. Many of you toss to me. All of you out there. See, my God will judge you.
Behave.
If I didn't.
You would have been missing. They talk to you.
Mississippi.
It's
Mississippi. Not only Mississippi. See, all of you, I'm not talking to anybody again. I've reached the point where they say when
this is what happens when they put you in the cell in the Hague.
Did it help anything?
The Hague is like 5,000 here. People are there.
Wow. Okay, Lagos, in case you're just joining us, it's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigerian food. The madman has come back.
Don't I fire your enemies. Say amen.
But what's so nice? You said you're a madman, and in house said that don't now fire your enemies.
Because those are enemies of a madman.
Because you're an enemy to yourself. Nonsense.
No. Why so angry?
I'm not angry, I'm just upset.
What did they do to you?
Why talk to me?
I'm not angry, I'm just upset. That's
why?
Right.
You can talk to me. What did they do to you?
What did they do to you? What did they do to you too?
Can we do the show?
Which show are you doing? Are you not doing the show now? Let me tell you something. How life started. Let me tell you something.
What did life do again?
Life is not a bed of roses.
Lagos.
Yes, Roe was not beaten a day.
Oh my God.
Roe was beaten a night.
I don't even know what to
say. So you came back in motivational speaker.
Yes, Rome was not beat in a day. You keep hearing that.
It was not beat.
Beat, yeah, to beat something. Beating. Beating.
To beat.
So, beating.
Bid.
Hey, God. B-U-I-L-D. Bid.
You know, bid as in B-I-D.
I have something very important to say.
What?
Do you know the one thing you should never do against Stretch? Mm-mm. Don't try to prove a point when you're saying something that we know doesn't have a point. Don't
God
do it
bless
again.
You. See, what she just said is exactly what I wanted to say. God bless you.
I wish you could see the look on our faces now. Well, I'm
I give up.
God bless
please,
you.
Let's go back to what we're discussing.
God bless you.
If you mistakenly transferred your salary, your whole month's salary, to a number that you don't know,
mm-hmm.
and the person was generous enough to call the bank and then they reverse the money to you, what percentage?
Call the bank. Okay, the person called the bank.
Yes.
And the bank gave them my account number.
Yes, mm-hmm. and you reversed it.
Because the bank made the mistake. Okay, I don't understand. What has it got to do with the bank?
For example, you pay your paid salaries,
yeah.
but you want to transfer that money to your savings.
Yeah.
And then you mistakenly send it to a random account.
Yeah.
Now, because you don't know who you sent it to,
yeah.
The person you sent it to has your name. Okay. All right? Your name shows, the sender's name shows. So she calls the bank and says, please, this is this person that sent the money to me. I don't know the person. And then they contact you and you get your money back.
Yeah.
What are you giving the person from that money?
It's not a monetary transaction. The thing is gratitude. Yeah. See, let me tell you, if you're not grateful,
gratitude can be monetized.
I'll follow on Instagram.
Let me tell you, I will let the Lord reward the person.
Stretch.
If I start rewarding you, I'm shortchanging you. Hallelujah. What I do, because I can't compete with God. Because the way God would reward, it could be like take away your diseases.
Yes,
take away your. See, the opportunity you get.
My boy has a point.
Keep quiet. get.
He has a point.
If I don't give you money, that means I'm representing God.
Thank you. You get.
But you're a representative of God.
Yeah, but I've given you gratitude. You see, whatsoever you do to the least of
I'm
my
not seen gratitude,
thou has done unto me. So you understand?
Hallelujah.
Oh, so you not quote Bible when the money was missing.
No, when the money was missing, I quoted whenever the money finishes, when I send the money mistakenly, and I find out that my money has gone to another person's account, I will quote a famous Nigerian philosopher.
Me says,
good. Wala, wala, wala.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. I'm done. Hello, good morning. I am so done. So done with you.
Hello, good morning.
Please turn off your radio. Turn off your radio, please.
What's up, Lemos?
Let's go!
Think of it as Sheba Adapo.
Oh, give me a good idea.
Help me, can leave me alone.
You didn't come. I'm going to one lem.
Oh.
I'm going to one lem.
Oh. I'm going to one lem.
You bash up on the L.
I put up
here. Stop
making noise. I'm going to one lem.
Oh.
And you get in the ninja.
One lem.
I'm going to one lem.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Don't do.
I miss you. I miss you like it's for another day.
Okay, go, Victor. We will not come to the show again. You are straight video the show.
I miss you, my brother.
So you will not contribute to the topic now.
That means amazing.
I'm here.
Hey, yeah.
You can, you know, when your elder brother is back from the travel, you need to hug him.
Other
and
reason.
Just hug him.
Brother, or yo.
Other reason.
Hey, my brother.
Love box.
Oh,
oh yeah, goodbye. Love goodbye. Box. Get off the phone.
Let me fire before you try to threaten me.
No firing here, please.
Let me fire before you try to threaten me. See, like Koboko, Otarena Pyong said, if somebody mistakenly transfer, assuming my pay is like 100,000, the person mistakenly retransfer the money to my account. I will
give him link.
Okay, I mistakenly transferred the money to somebody's account and eventually he returned it. I will give the person like if it is 200K, I'll give him 25,000 naira.
Ah, yeah, very generous, okay. Bald Eagle. Thank you
very, very
much.
Very generous. That's how you give me your money. I'm born in generosity.
Somebody here on WhatsApp says, I was just going to ask whether you guys finally sacrificed Stretch to the gods of Ikorodu. Welcome back, Stretch.
Whatever.
Because of
pick another calling.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
I can't begin to feel it so happy this morning. Look at the call from my papa. If that thing should happen to me, do you know what I will have to do first?
No.
I go first of all try to know who that person is.
Okay.
That man, the person, if not a man or woman, is a true Nigerian. And these are people you have to bring closer to be your friend.
Yes.
Give the entire before salary to the person.
Then coming closer to him, I will now know what his difficulties are, what his problems are. I will know what the good to what. What
to do.
How to meet their needs.
You know, most Nigerians will say, God bless you. But the blessings of God is physical. He will carry and pocket for him. Put for him pocket.
Have you?
Yeah. You know, so we never live like living beings for this part of the world.
Yes.
We are totally different from every most African countries that are ahead of us.
Yes.
We pretend so much. Pray every nook and cranny. Call him of God.
Yes.
But our character, is he good?
Yes.
We need to totally orient. And that is what we are slotting to the younger generation.
Yes.
We are saying that Nigeria will be better tomorrow. Is it not a difficult prayer?
Yes.
I beg, make I stop, John.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I will be saying this.
I agree with him.
Get out of this.
I agree
is
with him.
Is it what you call his face?
Yes.
Yes.
I agree with him.
Let me go to WhatsApp. And someone says, Stretch is back. What's up, out of here. then he says, thank you, percentage. Me,
okay,
I will follow.
Thank you, percentage. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will follow Feta and follow the person on to go. Chi from Surulere.
Chi? Mm-hmm. To go, you dear.
I won't give him a dime. TY from Ikorodu. Then this one says,
your salary in dimes.
Stretch. Good morning, no. The remaining two girls in the studio should get their greeting from I don't know where. Paul from Igondo. Nice.
Thank
one.
You, Paul.
Nice one.
Thank you, Paul. Drop
Paul.
Mic.
Paul, one.
From today.
Drop
your message will never be read.
Paul, change your name.
You will never be able
Paul,
to
change
get
change your name.
You happy. Your number.
You're happy. What about the person that called you Stretcher? He said, welcome back, Stretcher.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you. Stretcher means fetter.
Is not fair.
No, it doesn't mean anything. But just
this person says.
The person says, see,
Now to marry the person if na woman no. Come from Ikorodu. Just say you are single.
We just say you don't find who you
are. Somebody send your money back. Said to solve your problem, you have to marry the person.
You cuckoo don't know where you want to go.
Yes, that means you really did it.
Yes.
You sent it. In fact,
on purpose.
This one says, hi guys, person when mistakenly send salary to a wrong person did not suffer for that salary. Me when they use toothpick, they cross check the details. That's frank from
you. You have to be on a serious level of suffering to cry toothpick.
Sakpa. Check the figures. Yeah.
There's so one that, more.
That's why I like, that's why I like Stretch though. He doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't care. I just
send. I just send.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
Send.
Yeah, I send.
I have a friend. Choma and I have a friend that says extra smooth.
Extra smooth.
It's not fair. What you are doing is not a Christian behavior.
I don't understand. What
that's
do
why
do?
That man asked. We Christian, we pray all the time, but is our character good? No.
When I was agree with you, usually I agree with me.
No, look at what you're doing.
I didn't even hear what he said as I agree. But you know, you have proven the point that he said something I should agree with.
Ah, it is well. It's not fair. Back to the phone lines. Okay.
But how did you say it? Sense?
Hello.
Smooth?
Sense.
Extra smooth.
Extra smooth.
Smooth.
Be laughing.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lega?
Hello, Feta. What's up, Lega? Emeka don't come back again. They say you go sell, not true?
No, yes. No. Don't let them deceive you. I went to prison, not sell.
Okay, no, but you cannot go to prison now. You go to prison when na judge. Or magistrate go send you to prison. You can't just not
go. Let me explain. When I got there, I saw the condition of the prison, and I didn't have money to pay for hotel. I entered prison.
Na joke you the joke. I mean, maybe truly you go sir.
Yes, now is it?
Not being ashamed of it. See, like I tell the people, you see, in Lagos State, almost everybody for Lagos now big boy.
Okay.
So, whether for work,
what is really the EU now?
Okay.
Say, if I go say, tell the whole world, say, I go say, what is my business?
See, let me tell you, it depends on the country you went to sell. If you go to sell in Nigeria, you are in trouble.
Make I tell the simple truth, okay? People wait there for sale for Nigeria, don't die finish. I know, so this
way. Emeka, come and go.
What are the people that call this station?
He said, Emeka, come
and go. Wait, he had
Emeka, no go, go.
Who are the people who call this station?
Wow.
Why?
Just he was making the case too strong. You see, it's me that went to the cell. It's you that is paid.
It's not pepping your body.
I said the cell is like 5-star hotel. You're telling me I should not go to cell.
What was that?
It's okay, Emeka, come and go, Emeka. Emeka say, Emeka, no, they go. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos, yeah!
Hey!
What's up, man?
Hey, from the prison, hey!
Yes,
look at that. Amen, to the heavens or heaven.
Amen, whatever that means.
The man that sounds like an eagle.
Hey!
The only
oh my God, that you abandoned.
Hello, Abidane.
Oh Lord.
I leave you to grow in the Arabian desert where you obtain your certification.
God forbid.
No, Arabian desert, it is where your father got his
certificate. I don't know what you're saying. Arabia desert.
First of all, God is
please,
too early. For God so loved the world that he begot his, forgot his begotten son.
You're always in my mind.
I don't want to be your mind. There are many people on your mind.
Yes, you're always in my mind.
Aigbe, I love you.
Yeah, I love you with the love of Jesus.
No, 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 I love you. I love you with ordinary love. I don't love you love anything, but I love you. I just love you.
No, Jesus is
better. No, 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 Aigbe, I love you directly. I don't love you with the love of anybody. I love you directly.
Jesus is better.
Aigbe, love me back. Aigbe, love me back. Aigbe, love me back. Love me back, Aigbe. Aigbe, love me. Aigbe, love me.
Okay. Okay, get out of the studio.
What's going on?
Get out.
Sorry, I didn't know people meant it.
What?
That I should get out.
Get out.
Sorry.
My head is killing me.
Let me read some messages on WhatsApp, okay? Okay.
I thought you were going to do something else. The way you stopped us. So.
Let's so that we can all just calm down.
Okay.
What was AK?
Okay.
Uh-huh. The Hague accent is coming out.
It starts with an O. Okay.
Anyway, what's up, Lagos? Stretch, finally back.
Yeah.
I thought he has jackpot because if I not see my friends again, before I know it, they have started posting their pictures in a UK supermarket. Hearing from VI.
Thank God I'm not your friend.
I was going to say my friend. Like, who says you're fine, though? Stretch, welcome back. I miss you. My greetings to the other two jealous birds with you.
Yes, Uche, don't mind them.
Somebody will call you Ben.
Don't worry.
In your junction, he says,
I'm taking people's names
now. They will call you Ben.
Naughty.
In fact, they will call you Mpepe.
You can't do more than a dead rat.
Because he can't do anything.
A dead rat can smell.
Ugh. Uche. Wow.
Oh, God. See lyrics.
Wow.
Lyrics.
Read message.
Wow, lyrics. Nice. I love this.
We'll treat you outside. Don't worry.
What's up, Lagos Trio? You people are doing a great job. Shred, welcome back. I think so you don't jackpot.
No, I don't have any time for that kind of thing.
A wonderful morning to you guys. If I were the one for the person to be generous enough to send me back my money, salary, if I can't give the person out of it, and I don't... Sorry.
Don't have it at the moment.
I don't have what I can give at that moment. I would collect the person's account number till I can send money to the person. Shegun,
you are about to lose your entire salary. Now you don't have enough. You are waiting for when you get another
understand.
Money.
What's up, Lagos? Today's shout is different with a hypersonic something something. If it's here in Netherlands, I will say thank you and have a lunch date and pay for the lunch for the person. But if it is in my motherland, Niger, now 20% share because I for don't lose all.
Yeah. Yes, so.
Honestly, the stretch come to Den Haag or is just your joke?
No, darling, he was there.
Because if you he come, him. Wait now. He said, because if he come and he no tell me to host them, I go too vexed for all of them for that studio.
I can come again.
It's okay. Stretch can come twice.
I'm not letting you go
anywhere. It's undebatable.
I have more than that.
Wow, love that. You came back with a lot. Deeper voice.
Yeah, I know.
Like, more jokes.
We have to go for a break.
Do we have to go though?
Yes, because we've already paid your salary into Zeta.
Zeta.
They will mistakenly pay your salary into
Zeta. We are human. Why do we always have to? Remember the girl.
What did Shed give you?
Nothing yet.
I'm good. We'll be right back after the break. Thank you. Midnight at the Oriental, or rising blue, taking walks by the Civic Center, just seeing you. I love you like I love no other. That's not true. Baby, drop the instrumental. I see for you. Let's go to VI. VI. I asked, did Stretch give you
nothing yet?
That's what I answered.
Why do you keep forgetting?
Why do you keep forgetting that we answered the question?
I think she can handle the fact that we have a very sweet relationship and everything. Yeah. And you know. But don't worry, when you eventually.
You'll get yours too.
You're both delusional.
We're delusional.
Both of you. Maybe that's in for Ibu.
It's as if we don't know what we're saying.
Yes. Wow.
It means we are stupid.
I never said that.
You used another English word now. Delusional.
And you think you're the only one that knows that. Use my grandma for her. Let her come.
She's you're an Epicurean.
Hey! That's it.
Yes.
But they bomb me well. They not bomb me for Epictoria.
You see? Now she knows. She knows.
So you could speak like this before.
Because, you can even speak pidgin. You are even using delusional.
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 I didn't miss you.
You said delusional.
I didn't miss you.
Delusional. How can you say delusional? You don't even move your mouth. Delusional. I said delusional.
Delusional.
So
how do you pronounce it?
If you didn't,
it's delusional.
If you didn't do this to me, I wouldn't have known that you're back.
What did we do to you?
What did we do to you?
you know who exactly we're talking about. Can we read the messages? Phonetically speaking, I don't know how else you survive without being able to talk. She's gonna read some messages right now.
Straight speak. try to speak.
Yeah, see, Mary, I do. So when it's me, that's why you talk.
No, but I will not do nothing.
Mary, can you go and read the messages, please? Maya, please read the messages, please. Let's go straight to it and read the messages today. People out there, please.
I've suffered too.
God gave me a mouth. Use it.
I can't even move my head.
This is what you call accent struggle.
Yeah.
Okay, well, on Twitter now. Ade, person picking. Says, I'll just ask the person to be patient with me. So that what will happen?
That money is salary now. I have it in mind, but I need to use this money for
something. What if the money disappeared?
You're a team.
And the person gave you the money back.
You're telling me that you're waiting, so that we'll be patient with you.
No, I don't.
You're an ingrate.
English has come out. Let me bust your brain. Jubilee Amos says, I will send his or her name to your studio so you can thank the person for me. That will go a long way.
Nice.
It's going to locate somebody.
That's a good
one,
though. That's a good. That's like competing with me who's going to follow the person on Instagram. That's nice. Love it. Very initiative-y.
Don't block people's students' brain with this kind of English.
It's good.
If your child doesn't know where to go and learn English, and what's up, Lagos? It's on you, parents. It's on you. It's on you.
Blessed Nigerian says, I didn't smoke you to transfer 1 month's sweat to unknown person.
Yo, trust me. Come on.
It's a mistake. It can happen.
I mean, it's happen,
it's just 1 million. What is that?
Your salary.
Okay.
1M. I question my soul.
I love it in English. I love it. That's it. That's all.
All right, those are all the messages we got there.
Yeah, Ade person picking now said, stretches, bye!
What's that?
Get out of here.
Ade don't mind
them. Must you shout on text?
Ade don't mind them.
What's wrong?
Ade don't mind them. You should see what I'm going through. Don't mind them.
How's them? It's wrong. I mean, it's textically wrong.
It's textically.
Text, yeah. For you to shout on text is a wrong thing.
The same way it is wrong to
sigh. It's a wrong thing. Yeah.
It's the same way it's wrong to sigh on air. That's why it's cyber crime.
On air?
Yeah.
It's not online.
You're sighing, both of you.
This
now.
Is not online. Okay, it's online now.
People can actually listen online.
The testically wrong, okay?
Okay. For those who are just joining us, stretch has come to just scatter our brain.
He's not doing that,
just
actually.
Just scattering our brain.
I disagree with you, my fellow woman.
Things.
Don't start. You don't. It goes that way to know if you finish. Because if stretch take you on this thing, you know who's going to win. He's back from the essence area.
Sorry,
you'll be here,
you know who's
going to
win. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Stretch, bring the bell. Stretch, bring the bell.
No. Let's do what?
Let's do it again.
English.
It's time. Ring the bell.
Don't tell me what to do. Maya, bring it on.
Oh, you couldn't even say bring it on.
I can't even do.
He's not. He's not.
Keep quiet. Yes, are you in this thing?
I mean, what is?
Sorry.
I can't even do what. Stop eating the table.
Stop eating the property of the studio.
Please,
can we move
don't
on?
Don't promise your life.
Can we move on, please?
Stop it.
Can we move on?
What if you tell me?
Can we move
what
on?
And you said couldn't. You didn't say it well.
It's couldn't.
I'll leave this show for you people. Can you imagine who's listening to us and saying, Kiddin, what's happening?
It's kidding.
This is when you learn how to speak.
The accent.
There are different kind of accents on this. The American.
Well done.
Well done.
Please, let's go.
You guys,
if we don't put that ng, I mean, that's wrong.
Anyway, guys, we apologize for our silliness.
Talk for yourself.
Because Tretch has come to...
I'm doing the right thing.
Has come to blow it out of proportion, unfortunately.
Sometimes you will do now. I don't want to hear I have neck pain tomorrow. I don't want to hear anything. Tretch.
You are the silliest people
Thank
ever.
You very much. That was a good round. I saw what you like. You're amazing at this. I don't know what she's talking about, but I mean, when you said that, I knew yes.
You do your new yes.
I knew yes.
Please.
Let's go to the topic.
Yeah,
now.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Wait, man, Auntie, tell us what the topic.
The topic.
You're a woman before.
Yes, we're talking about transferring your salary to somebody and
is that still
paint the scenario quickly because we need to wrap up the segment.
Okay, so say you just got your salary and you mistakenly send that money to somebody that you an unknown person. And the person sends it back to you.
Out of the goodness of his heart.
Or her heart. As the case may be.
Yeah. How much would you give the person back as a thank you? Is what we are asking you.
What percentage? Month. That's what we're interested in. Percentage. What's
I'm going to say the social media percentage where I follow you back on Instagram.
I make sure I get 1,000 followers. After me.
If you even have the 1,000 followers.
I give what I don't have.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, good.
Hello. Okay, continue. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Why are you calling the ladies line? Why are you calling the ladies
I'm
line?
I'm sure he doesn't know. You can't call the ladies
I
line.
I am a lady, please.
He's a lady, of course. Now.
Are you a lady?
He's a lady.
Why are you arguing?
Okay.
Lady. Hi, lady.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Yeah, good morning.
Well done. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, ma'am? What's your name?
Good morning. I'm Helen.
Okay,
Helen. I see name. Hey, we Helen, baby.
Nice, love it.
Helen, I like your voice and your blood group.
Hey, we. Ha.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead then.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, Helen.
This is my contribution. I beg to differ in a little way. Yes, it is good to be grateful when things are done for you.
But you don't need to give money.
I believe that a program like this what makes people, you know, have a sense of entitlement. So that is what is pervading our society. Nobody does anything for you and say thank you. You know, and you just say thank you. They will always expect
to give
something
to get something from you, monetary reward.
Your program today, I don't like it. But you have a very wide reach, and it's now to make people feel they have a sense of entitlement.
No, see, okay, Helen, let me just make this correction. We said what percentage? It could be 0%.
You could say,
I don't want to give anything in this case. Like you now, you educate, you are saying it is not necessary too. It's a topic,
it's
wide spectrum.
It's your opinion, yes, of course. People have a right to their opinion. You might not like it.
So we understand, we take that point that people should not, but hey, some people, I will give the person some money.
The person has to pick your wallet that drops. The person will expect you to give something.
Well, I don't think that people would expect you if they help you pick up your wallet.
Yeah,
they don't expect you to give them
exactly.
money.
There's a sense of entitlement.
No, I don't. Well,
Helen, let's agree to disagree because I think that everybody has a right to their opinion and how they feel. Okay, so if for example, Stretch forgets his glasses in the studio and shows up tomorrow, I don't expect Stretch to give me money because I mean, but I do understand also that there are people who feel that for every little thing they do or every little favor they do for you, they need you to, you know, to monetize it.
Yeah.
But then that's a different mindset. Everybody doesn't have to think that way. So Helen, I totally agree with some parts of it,
But I feel that if my wallet gets missing and like there's 200,000 naira in it and somebody picks it and says take, I don't know. Personally, no, I don't think it's a Nigeria thing.
It's a you thing.
It's a me thing.
Thank you. I feel like
I would have lost this entire wallet. God,
exactly.
Thank you so much. And
God
I could give you this amount. It's what I want. I could say thank you and walk away.
Yeah, exactly. It still depends on you. Yeah? Somebody said I've learned that it's not couldn't, it's couldn't. I couldn't give him shishi. I love this show. Couldn't. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Apologies. Do call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hey.
The next poo-poo I hear.
Coming for you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, Victor.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
For this Nigeria today, I will not keep that person in Chichi.
Hi.
I will not keep. You know why?
Victor, you're a good person.
You know why?
Why?
You know how much where that doctor keep for that David where they send that Ekwere Maduso? How much he will promise that boy? That the reason. I will not keep that person Shishi.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Victor. So long.
Okay. Hello. Good morning. What's up?
Lega.
What's up? Lega. Hey, Chest Alive, good morning.
Morning, this is Leke once again.
Hi, Leke.
Leke, 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 Kilomba.
You're back.
Yes, sir. Leke.
I'm very, very happy to meet you.
Thank you.
I only have for you eggs and icon.
Don't mind them. They didn't tell me. They didn't tell me.
Ah. Yeah. Hmm. I am very, very happy. I'm very, very happy. Yes. I'm going to come back.
Leke for life.
Yeah, glad you're here. Nice one.
What's up, Lagos? Nice one. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Check the life. Come up for it.
My name is Kennedy from Mississippi.
Kennedy, go ahead. Kennedy, you're in a very noisy place.
Are you in a transformer?
So good.
Kennedy, you'll have to call us back. Okay? It's very, very noisy. All right, well, we'll take one more call and then we'll go for a quick break. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
That's my luck. What's up, Lagos?
What problem is
this?
Jonah is calling from Ibefo.
Jonah!
On the road.
Jonah, how are
you? The belly fish.
Jonah, how are you now?
My brother, why you always make me the mystery like this now?
Sorry. Jonah, it is the Lord's doing. It is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous now.
As I'm talking to you like this, I'm coming to Victoria Island.
Yes.
To be precise.
Yes.
Me a Christian.
Yes.
I'm waiting for you.
Your office.
Yes.
Now I'm coming to collect my goodies.
Oh, yeah, stay there. Now, handcuff and bring come. Handcuff, two. God bless you, sir.
Back to the sector.
Sector.
Yes, so, you know, this thing has happened to me severally. You know, I'm a bold driver.
Okay.
You understand? So, there's customer that even transfer instead of 9,500 into my account. She mistakenly transfer 95,000 into my account. So I let her call and she begin to talk harsh for me. What do you want? I'm sending your money to you. Why you guys don't even have a patient? You know, I said, madam, no. Calm down. Listen to me first. I hear what I'm saying. What do you want to say? I said, ma, you mistakenly send 95,000 instead of 9,500 to my account. That's why I'm calling you to refund your money back. Hey, that's I'm thank you, bro. I don't know where it is. Can I send you my account number? Please.
Can you imagine?
So, ma, you remember the speech now.
Wow.
So, I send her money back to her. She asked me, please, as you resend my account number for her. For what, madam? You say, because they have done kind things for me, yeah, I could have told you to say so amount, but I have to tell you something to appreciate it. I said, madam, I didn't do it for you to appreciate me.
Yeah.
I give you it willingly from my heart.
Yeah.
Because it means my money. My money is 9-5.
Exactly.
So the remaining one is yours.
Your money. Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So you don't want, you don't expect somebody to compensate you
for something
for, because of the person made a mistake of wanting something. No.
True.
Secondly, the last thing that we finish it, somebody forget his own document and he's traveling to abroad.
Wow.
Ooh.
After he has already boarded and went out, his some of his wallet or some documents is working ID wherever he is.
Wow.
So the person now naughty, I called the person with my WhatsApp number. So the person now chatted me that please, if I can hold his document for him, for him to send somebody to come and collect it for my hand.
Hmm.
I said, no problem. And the person lives at Shongotego and I live in Igwefor.
Wow.
Ah.
I said, no problem. The person asked me to go and give the person at that place. I went there and give the person his own documents to his wife. You understand?
Hmm.
The woman will deal it for him. So I give it. The woman said, how much can you collect? I said, madam, don't worry about it. It's not my property. Oh, we want to compensate it, give you money for your food. I say, no problem, I do it from my heart.
Good.
So not every time you'll be expecting compensation.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with
you. Not every time you'll be expecting compensation.
Very true. Thank you very much for calling. We have to go.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And I don't think that the idea here was what the person was expecting. It was from you. You, the person who... a recipient of the good deal.
Yeah. Would you feel?
Would you be moved
to
to
give anything?
Give anything. And
so we're trying to just get it together and say, give a percentage. If you say no, I don't think we should.
Yeah.
My Feta says you follow the person on to go.
On to go.
You don't
on Instagram. To go. I didn't say that.
Sorry.
It was she on WhatsApp that said that.
Okay but you said Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram.
You said that you follow the person back
Instagram.
On Instagram
or Facebook.
Yeah, I would say thank you because I don't want to compete with.
So I'm not even playing. I will give something sizable because. Really, it's better than losing the whole money.
Yeah, but what the lady
depends,
that called is actually
know?
Saying is she's saying that this is like something we are making it a Nigeria thing. I don't think it's a Nigeria thing.
No.
Then again, Stretch and Marianne, you know the thing is, it depends on the money involved. You see the person on Twitter that said, I'll tell the person to give me some time. It may not make sense, but what if the money that you transferred back was the money for business and I don't have anything
or it was
at
house
the
rent
moment?
Money.
Yes, that kind of thing. So yeah.
But so what we're saying is, again, notice the entitlement is not on the side of the person who did the good.
Mm.
It's the recipient of the good. Would you feel led? But we got to go on a break, Lagos. When we come back, we want to talk about scammers. Have they sent you a message lately or called you or threatened you? Because I hear there's a new style now on social media. They put pictures of your family members alongside and say, Shebi, this is your daughter, this is your son, this is the school that they go to. Better send that money. We'll be right back after the break. Happening to this one.
Internal rancor.
Wranglings, you mean?
I am. Oh my god, I probably.
Is it wranglings?
I publicly declared my love to Stretch. Oh,
this is talking inside a microphone. Say she's publicly.
Is this
please,
a joke?
She's a scam.
Ah!
Talking about scams, nice. Lagos. We want to talk about scammers. Yes. Have you received a text message telling you to come and claim some amount of monies or telling you that you need to come and that you have been, you know, shortlisted for a job you never applied for? Or the most recent where you're asked to pay a certain amount of money. If not, something's going to happen to a family member.
Click the link to claim 100,000 naira. And people send it to you and say, try it, it's real. People actually
it's
do
terrible.
Send it, those kind of links.
But the latest is the one that they first start out by saying, oh, we got your number from so-and-so person and they told us that you'd be a good link for this business.
Hmm. And somehow, it seldom sounds true.
I don't know how they do it, but they get so much information on
true.
You.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing sometimes from social media.
Most of the time from social media, people tend to leave a lot
of information out
of
there.
Of information out
right.
there, yes. Yeah, your location, what you're doing.
People even put their phone numbers.
They put their numbers out there, but hey, Well, scammers don't just fall from heaven. They need information, and we supply these information. You want to take your children to school, you are labeling it. They are going to ABC primary school. They are school bus. Can you imagine the color of their new school bus? Look at their uniform. Sometimes uniform and the logo on the chest of that boy tells the name of the school.
Yes.
And your child's name, your surname. So those things, they don't just manufacture this. We give the information.
Yes, and they work with that information. You see, we people receive a lot of cold calls saying it's your bank, your banks. Sometimes they're so close to legit.
So close.
And you almost... So I listened to, I think, some guy from India who is like a tech analyst, and he said, when they call you and tell you that, oh, they need you to do blah, blah, blah in your bank account, tell them to... Okay, hold it. Just hang up. I'll call you back. They will not want you to hang up because they want you to stay on the line so they can get more information out of you. The moment you tell them, okay, just hang up. I'm going to call you back. That's the end. Yeah. They know. They know that you're onto them. But how smart are we in dealing with these guys, Stretch? I think that's the biggest question we need to ask ourselves. Mm-hmm. How smart are we? Like you said, we put out a lot of information out there. There are times that social media asks you to put your number so that you can authenticate, you know, your or verify your what I'm not putting. My email is enough. And that email has to not be an email that is attached to your links to your phone or computer where you have access to your bank accounts, because these guys, they're moving really fast and crazy.
All right, so we're asking you to tell us, have you ever been in such a situation? Have you ever had a close shave? Have you ever fallen mildew? Have you ever been the one? Have you succumbed to any of these? Because they have different styles, different formats.
Yes.
Let's share.
Yeah, talk to us. 0700-993-993-993. Have you been led down the rabbit hole of scammers? 0700-993-993-993. Please share with us, whether it's on social media. People have paid for stuff, you know, they say no refunds, pay here. They don't have a shop that you can go to, so they tell you pay before we deliver, and once you pay, the page is deactivated. The number is unreachable.
That one is very rampant.
But let's talk. Hello, good morning, what's up Lagos?
Hello, what's up Lagos?
Yes, alive. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Olamide. I'm calling from traffic. Ikeja traffic.
Hello. All right, go ahead.
Sorry.
Okay, so yes, I'm calling. I like to say that the victim of scammers. Okay, so what happened was there was this scholarship question thing that was going around, and it was like you just pay $3,000, you have access to the scholarship, and if you score above 20 marks, you get, I think, is it 400 or 500K? Yes. So I was like, and then I went online to, like, find out about it, and I saw so many reviews. I don't know how people did not say it was a scam. They were just saying it's legit. Yes, they did it. They scored above 20. They have pictures online. That's how I did it, though. And the next thing, link is not going again.
Hey!
And I'm like,
why did you lose
3K? I was like, hey, God, scamming. I thought it would never happen to me.
You're lucky that it's only 3K, shall we? But we bless God for your life.
3K is not small money, but you're very lucky.
Thank you very much for calling, Olamide. It's
Now, just multiply 3K times 50 people that will fall prey to that one.
What about people who pay up to 200K? What? Somebody sent you a message.
Yeah, the person sent me this one saying that this is the new format received recently by text. Michael Sam Wobo says, they sent him a text message saying, Obedient Family LP rewarded you a token of 55,000 naira, 55,500 as an appreciation from Peter Obi as a supporter. Call Miss Faith to be credited now. And they put the number there.
Why? What?
If you call that on Balasson.
And there are other ones that just need you to click.
They just say click
that
some
link.
Some of them also just call you. Find all this number 342.
Wake up to calls from Tanzania.
Don't
calls
ever.
From Morocco.
Yes.
Calls from
how
Sudan.
Does that happen?
So like it's that's a joke.
If
I block
call
him.
Back.
Yes.
If you call back any of these numbers, your SIM card is fried.
Yes, it is. So they kind of gain some access.
You, yes,
I wake up to
you.
Those calls too.
So
and
don't bother. Don't even try.
Country that is calling me.
I don't bother.
And some of them are so straight that there are lines that are premium lines. So when you call, they charge you excessively.
Yeah.
So and the money just goes. So just don't bother.
Ah,
if the person needs you, the person will call you again.
Mm. I block those numbers. I block them.
Yeah, Imano from VI says, good morning. How about the new trend of scammers using PalmPay, OPay, and the likes to scam people and withdraw their money from the bank, even when you're with your phone and ATM with you?
Not heard about that.
Not heard about it either, so I don't know about it. But they're creating new things every day. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Just alive. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling
good
from?
Okay. I remain anonymous.
Sorry?
I remain anonymous.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead.
I have been receiving this a few comes back, I sent you 70,000 naira. Click call social number. Bola TV send you 2,000. But the one I almost fought for. Well, that one called me and said, okay, you are calling from your bank. I said, which bank? He mentioned the exact name of the bank. I said, okay, he wants my account number. I said, you are from my bank. He's supposed to know my account number. He said, I just want to confirm and know that he's the person that they were talking to. They want to send the message for. Okay. I did not agree. Then later, he said, okay, he's with my BVN number. He's not asking for my BVN. He's just saying, account number I needed. He called BVN number correctly. I started calling my account number. And I'm directed to the last 2 digits. I said, no, I can't. They said, confirm the remaining ones. He said, 2 digits. I said, no. Let me tell you, I will go and confirm for my bank. Then I went to my bank and they said nothing like that. So that was how I almost thought.
God saved you. Go and do Thanksgiving in church.
Wow. That's
dumb.
All right.
Thank you for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up to Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Mr. Chris.
I am the action lady.
Good morning.
Sir.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Sir.
Sir.
Guru one.
Guru one.
Thank God for joining me.
Okay, dragon ma.
You are my right. Lady, my own is at my bank. The lady, you. Fine, cool voice. Oh, is it Mr. Christopher Wonka? Said yes. So I'm calling from customer care.
Yeah.
We have the issue with your date of birth. How? They want to confirm. What is the clinical number of your ATM? I say I don't have it. I leave my ATM with my kids. How can you call them and get? I said no. When are you getting? I said on Sunday morning. What time? I said 7:30 a.m. Exactly 7:30. As I'm driving into my compound, this lady called on Sunday. Then I enter the house immediately. I pick the call. He said, hey, where is the number? I said, no, give me that. He said, Daddy, what happened? I said, from my bank. They want to. He said, no, Daddy, don't give any number. The lady said, you are in a noisy place. Can you go to a quiet place? I said, okay, let me. I go back inside the car. My son follow me. Daddy, don't give any number. I tell the lady, say, look, I leave my tier with my kids. Whatever I have in that account is for them to feed you. I'm a widow out. So if you tamper with my account, I leave you to God. I'm telling you, my sister. Thank God, God taught that person. I didn't fall victim. But you mention my bank, mention my name, mention my car.
This karma has conscience, so I think. This karma is a nice karma because the other ones they will even say amen and collect the money.
Good. And thank God, nothing happened.
So she's a very good scammer.
She's a good scammer with a conscience.
Thank you,
Mr. Chris, for calling.
Wow.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The last time I had that experience was I was in a bus. Then I got a call. My wife works with one of the financial institutions. Coincidentally, the call was coming from someone who says he works with that bank. So I asked him a question. He asked me, he mentioned my name. So the next thing he asked me was my PIN. So I said, what are you doing with my ATM PIN? He said he wants to use it to reactivate my ATM card because my card is about to expire. And already, I know that particular account he was talking about, I don't have ATM on it. So I realized he was trying to scam me. All I did was, I was playing along. I made sure I wasted his credit. We talked for like between my two till around, I was on top of my two bridge. I wasted his credit till we got to, I think, Sonya. So by the time he realized I was playing along, by the time he asked a very serious question, he felt I would have answered and that would be the last deal. I told him, my brother, I really thank God I wasted your credit.
Hey.
You can never get me because
it's
my wife
is using
the account officer of the account you are talking about. Melbonda, you.
Thunder! I mean, anyway, we want to hear your experiences. I know about the new one that they're doing. It's more like blackmail, but it's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
So they start off by saying, oh, give me money. My mother is sick. I want to pay for hospital bills and blah, 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 blah. And if you don't, they now send you pictures of your loved ones say, is this not this person? Does this person not go to this place? Okay.
And then you get scared and then you have to send the money.
Send the money.
Wow. Wow. You know, at this point, it's best for us to inform you that this segment of the show is proudly sponsored by Nivea Radiant and Beauty. Mm-hmm. The next 15 minutes of the show is all about them, and you should know that, okay? But we'll continue the conversation.
No, but actually, I don't know why Feta was looking at my skin. Feta, you are...
So, the
admiration is you wanted to ask me why.
No, I'm not going to ask you why.
Because she already knows.
Because I already know.
And this is the part that the world can see. Imagine.
That's...
the other part. When you use the right cream, use the right thing on your skin, you know what time it is. So go on, let's go with the segment of the show.
No problem.
Hey. Anok is calling us here on Skype. Hello, Anok. Good morning. Where are you calling us from?
Anok is calling us here.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm calling from the U.S.
Okay. All right.
Where are the U.S.?
Anok, you have to shout us up Lagos. We don't do that here. Please.
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life.
How you guys doing?
We're great.
Nice to hear you guys. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
All right. Greeting to everybody in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I quickly want to share my own story about these guys that are defrauding people, you know. Oh, no, they scam me. No, be small.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You know, recently, somebody introduced me to a company. They are like they have a farm where they sell poultry product, you know.
Okay.
And this person that introduced me was a trusted friend, so I trust this guy. I believe him so well that he's not gonna, you know, betray me. So I get their contact and I call them because my wife is looking into, you know, going to this poultry where you buy these eggs and supplies and they sell.
Yeah.
So I called them and we discussed business and I was like, okay, they are good. So I told my wife about it. My wife was like, you know, she was skeptical, like, guy, don't do this. So I was even quarreling with her, like, no, let's do this. I trusted this guy to, you know. To cut the story short, I now paid some money to them to
how much
the...
money? That's the part we're interested in. How much? Like, how much?
It was about 200,000. You know? Yeah,
that's somebody's salary.
That's not.
Yeah,
fair.
I paid up. Actually, I first they said I should pay up front like 80,000. I paid 80,000. So they did a video call to me to show me the eggs, the farm, and everything. They later called me back that the sales manager is not releasing the goods because I have to make half payment. I was like, okay, half payment. So my wife was still telling me, because they said the farm was somewhere in Oyo State. Mm. Why my wife stays in Lagos? So I was like, okay. You know, because I trusted this friend so much, I was like, okay, my wife was like, let her go visit the place and see the place. I was like, you don't need to do all this. They're going to supply you. We saw the video. Mm. They send us the video and everything. And I was like, okay, oh, this is my, that's not big deal. I'm going to pay the half payment. I made the half payment.
open, because everything was about 400,000. So the agreement supposed to be 200,000. Mm. So I paid 80,000 up front. They said it's not up to. So I said, okay, since my wife is not very, very comfortable with this, I'm not going to pay the whole money at once. I'm going to pay like 150 up front. When you guys supply, I'll pay you the balance,
So how did you know you were scammed? Quickly, let's fast forward so we can.
So also when I was when I paid the half of the money, hoping they would supply the product. So I gave my wife their contact, and immediately I paid the money. Their phone just went dead.
Ah,
the phone went dead. I was crazy. I called my friend, told him. He said somebody else introduced them to him. And he has to contact the person. The person said he saw them on the Instagram. They are still on Instagram. If you want me to mention their name, I will
mention their name.
Mention their name.
They are scammers.
Their name is, let me quickly check their name.
Wait, check it and mention it. Yeah, that's all you can do.
It's Providus Farm. If you check
Providus Farm in Ogun State.
Providus and Farm. Providus Farm. They are still there. They are scamming people. People should beware of this guy. Honestly, I was scammed of 200. Up to now, we are still waiting for the eggs.
Wow.
And their number is no longer going. They show me the videos. Right. They show me the farms. I was confused. I was convinced that this is real. I mean, I was scammed of 200, man. It's terrible.
So
those
sorry.
Guys are very weak. And you know what? The painful part is that the account I sent the money to was this online banking account.
Yes, okay. You can't trace.
All this online. Yes.
Yeah.
So I can't really trace them because I gave the account to some detective in Nigeria to help me find it out. They said they can't trace. They don't have any way to.
Yeah.
It's really
so
sad.
Sorry, Anok. That's a very tough, tough experience.
Well, at least someone will learn from that.
Providus Farm on Instagram.
Don't put
Instagram.
Your money. They will do video for you. They might do video call.
Will be telling you, you have to pay up front.
Yes.
Don't pay.
And when you go online, if it's food you want to order, things that you might think 3,000, 4,000 is small money, I will pay you, then you deliver. If it's not something your mind is telling you, if it's not something you can trace after that time,
because you know,
leave it.
Run.
Just run.
Run.
Do not forget, this segment of the show is proudly sponsored by Nivea and Radiant. We have to take a break so I can tell you all about it. We'll be back.
So what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info, 54 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour, and we are still talking about scammers. Yes, they are every day changing their pattern, trying new ways of getting monies off of you. You, Yvonne, or Haifa.
Yeah.
Yes,
why,
you. Yeah.
Why Yvonne?
Anyway, we've got some messages on Twitter here. Jimmy Lomax says, a guy called me that he was from one of my prayer groups, that we have prayers, prayer inches evening by 7, and he's going to send the code to join the meeting. I'm sure you mean prayer meeting. I ignorantly accepted his tricks and called out the code and sent to me immediately. I called the last number back. Immediately I called the last number. I was back in my senses. It was my two-step verification that helped me survive that day.
Wow.
Which is very important, guys. If you're on social media and you don't have a two-step verification, you're in trouble.
I have that.
You will need a code that is generated by me every few seconds to be able to get into my account. So it's not possible.
I have three steps, Steph.
Stretch, is there three
my
steps?
My wife's 100 steps, Steph. I for like by.
Is there three steps?
No, there's no.
Why do you believe Stretch when you say why?
I'm for that one.
Why do you believe
that's
Stretch?
The last time. I promise you.
This is just the first time.
You're not doing it for me again.
Fall in love.
Anyway, on WhatsApp, this person says, "What's up, Lagos? They defrauded me 530,000 naira last 3 years ago. Man, I nearly committed suicide then, but I thank God today. One even sent me a message that federal government is paying people COVID-19 help fund, that I should send my account number and OTP that they sent to me. Immediately, I blocked the number. I'm Sonny Sparkle from Lekki. Very smart guy. What's up, Lagos? One tried to scam me. We talked for a while. The next day, I asked him to send my airtime, and he did 500 naira. Then I blocked him. Steven from Okota.
So you scammed,
the guy.
we don't encourage scamming.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
We don't encourage it. Anyway, even if you're scamming, it's scammer. Stop scamming.
Yeah. It's not good.
Hey, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Miriam, Feta and Stretch. My name is Abayomi from Aja. Some time ago, one guy called my madam and claimed to be from her bank that she made a mistake with her date of birth and she needs to tell him quickly so he can help her correct it. She was about to tell him when I yelled that she shouldn't try it. Thank God she put the call on loudspeaker, and then what made me suspicious was that the guy's English language wasn't good to the ears at all. Then the guy started to insult also.
Why do they do that, Stretch? The moment they know that you, you're onto Stretch? Them, they start saying, "Yo, mama,
thank you,
yo,
very
baba.
Much for that question. Yeah.
So they know how painful it is when you're onto them. For me, we'll just once you call me and start saying, "Is this so, so, so person?" I'll start speaking a different language
and
entirely.
And they don't even know how to clean up.
Me, I will just start speaking.
I'm from a customer kid.
But Stretch, don't ask for it because they're actually some that are very smooth.
Yes.
And that's
very.
Why you even fall because they speak
you,
the terminologies
you
of whatever
do you,
it is
remember
they're
the caller who said
for?
The lady was posh and everything sounded like a like a real.
Posh is relative, honestly. When also we still have an at airports.
That's my favorite. All you hear is flight departing to Lagos.
You have to go quickly.
Okay, we gotta go.
But don't forget, okay, this segment of the show is proudly sponsored by Nivea Radiant and Beauty, all right?
Mm-hmm. Watch out for Nivea. But well, we gotta go.
All right.
So guys, Yvonne Heifel is sitting pretty, getting ready for the news, dressed just like me. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. That's Mimi Ayo. Or just look for Marianne Dukokon anywhere else. Let's get talking. How about that? Stretch.
Stretch Original on Instagram. Stretch Cool on Twitter. I'm out of here.
All right. Feta Dynamo on Instagram. Feta D _ Feta on Twitter. All right.
We're all hot of here. Hot. We're hot.
I'll take you to Lagos.